Retailers are hoping tomorrow's online sales make up for what was an early number showing as a pretty weak Black Friday.
They were down from last year.
Black Friday sales were down. Uh-huh. That's the 4 days around Thanksgiving. That's Thursday through Sunday. Down 11%. Pretty dramatic stuff.
This morning, many of our nation's stores are reeling after Black Friday. The National Retail Federation says Thanksgiving weekend sales dropped 11%.
OMG, Black Friday retail sales were down, which foretells weak holiday sales, which bespeaks low consumer confidence, which is the leading edge of an economic slowdown, which means unemployment and misery and destruction of the family, which leads to anarchy. Unless Black Friday sales weren't down at all, which, says Wall Street's Barry Ritholtz, is entirely possible. Because the source for all this dire Black Friday news, he says, is and has always been worthless.
Look, we go through this silliness every year. What the survey that the National Retail Federation does every year is they ask a group of shoppers, hey, what'd you spend on holiday shopping last year? And they get some number. And then they say, well, what are you going to spend on this year? And they get a second number. And then the difference between those two numbers is how they come up with. And by the way, that's before we get to the issue of, even if we know exactly what Black Friday sales are, there's no correlation with how the total holiday sales are.
I get your complaint that this is done by survey, self-reported by consumers who speak with some authority about a number that I could never produce satisfactorily. What I spent on Christmas last year, I have no idea. On Black Friday, even less idea. So I get that the self-reporting is dubious and probably doesn't extrapolate well. But I am curious to know what happens in, let's say, 60 days when the actual retail numbers are in. How have they historically compared to the estimates that come out in the first week of December?
So we go back and we look over the past 10 years' worth of forecast survey estimates and versus what actually happens, and we find there's absolutely zero correlation to the sales. Think back to 2009. The forecast was for a 40% drop in retail sales. Actually, we were positive that year. Not too long ago, we had a 16% positive forecast. Typically, the retail sales are up 2, 3%. 4% is a really good year. So these big swings, these big positives and negatives, typically they're reflecting whatever the sentiment of the moment is and not how people actually spend money.
If the data that are promulgated are so suspect, why would the media year after year continue to cite this source if the numbers just, you know, are destined not to hold up?
You know, that is the $64,000 question. It's been a peeve of mine for a while. I've been...
Hold on, right there. A peeve of yours? Barry, it's your whale. You're Ahab. The NRF Black Friday numbers are your whale. You complain about this usually in print year after year after year, and yet there they are.
The NRF called it my annual temper tantrum, and the reason I bring this up is because it affects consumers and it affects investors. The big surprise is how surprisingly gullible the major media is, and that's true for the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg. Everybody just takes this survey and reports it as if it's fact, when the history shows us it clearly is in fact.
It's got to be meaningful, Barry. As you point out in your piece, it's got decimals.
That's right.
They're doing some very, very fine parsing of the data. $50.9 billion estimate for 2014. That sounds pretty authoritative to me.
That is a variation of the old joke, why do economists use decimals? To show they have a sense of humor.
You intimated that this actually moves markets. Is there a correlation between the day's market closing tallies and the NRF number when it emerges every year?
The tendency for people to read data or something that looks remarkably like data and act on it is shocking. The key takeaway, and I can't emphasize this enough, is that when you ask a human being a specific question like, how much money have you spent or how much money are you going to spend, either they get out their checking ledger and their various credit card statements and they very carefully total it all up and come up with an accurate number, or they just wholly make up a number off the top of their head, and you're pretty much guaranteed that made-up number is going to be totally wrong.
All right, let's stipulate for the purposes of this conversation that it is absurd to make any economic decisions based on a survey that depends on the best memories of distracted shoppers. Let's stipulate that. Why is it in the NRF's interest to be trading in these silly numbers year after year, especially when the numbers point downward? What's in it for them?
It keeps the shopping season front and center, right in the media's, you know, sweet spot. It gives them something to talk about. It reminds people, hey, it's the holiday season, go buy stuff. And so, look, they're a trade group. I don't hold it against them. This is their job. I just wish they'd communicated more accurately. Like other trade groups that I've looked at their math and made fun of, they are trying to push the position of their members.
Let's assume that this conversation has no impact on any journalist anywhere this year or any subsequent year, and it all happens again. What are the chances of you writing about this in 2015? Are they 11% lower than this year, or are they 16% higher?
I would say if the numbers continue to come out based on a methodology that presents the opportunity to misrepresent and confuse investors and consumers, it's better than even money that you'll see a column from me lamenting the sorry state of our media that seems to think its role is to be a parrot reading whatever is handed to them by whatever trade organization happened to get somebody's email address.
Captain Ahab, it's a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Barry Ritholtz is an asset manager and a frequent contributor to The Washington Post and Bloomberg View, for whom he wrote his latest broadside on the NRF Black Friday stats.